USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead as are employees of the Valley Transportation Authority, which runs the facility. That's according to the Santa Clara Sheriff's Office. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna saying it's an unspeakable tragedy.
These are some of the extraordinary public servants in our community. They keep the public transportation running, and it's just unspeakable, the horror that we have witnessed.
AAA is predicting that travel will be up 60% over last year over the Memorial Day weekend. More than 37 million Americans expected to travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. Las Vegas ranks as a top road trip destination. Meanwhile, Orlando is a top destination for air travel bookings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
San Diego authorities are charging a 28-year-old woman with felony battery after an attack on a Southwest Airlines plane in which a flight attendant lost 2 teeth and suffered other injuries to her face. The FAA says airlines have reported 2,500 incidents of unruly passengers this year, including 1,900 cases in which passengers refused to wear face masks. Regarding this most recent incident in San Diego, Union President Lynn Montgomery tells ABC's Good Morning America.
This was the final straw. We've had a staggering amount of increase in the number of unruly passenger incidents. And when this happens to one of our own, that is when we really kick into gear and say, enough is enough. We need to do more.
AAA is reporting more than 37 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more from their home over the Memorial Day holiday. That number up 60% over last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump is discussing President Biden's crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Former President Donald Trump is close to returning to the political spotlight, planning on holding campaign-style rallies in 4 battleground states in the upcoming weeks. Speaking with Newsmax TV on Tuesday, Trump said the Biden administration squandered a secure southern border and called the current situation a disaster.
We had the strongest border we've ever had, and within a month it became the weakest, and now you have tens of thousands of people flowing into our countries, and many are criminals, frankly, released from jails in numerous countries. We have people coming in from the Middle East. We have people coming in from everywhere. You go to the airport, you have to show how you're doing. You come through the southern border, and you just walk in. We have the strongest southern border ever, and it's very sad to see.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses is launching a survival campaign against President Biden's new tax policies. The group is highlighting concerns regarding President Biden's proposed $2.3 trillion American Jobs Plan and $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, which would be paid for by a slew of tax hikes affecting millions of U.S. households and small businesses. The American Jobs Plan, for example, would raise the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21%, reversing a key part of Republicans' 2017 tax law. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.